Welcome to Dinner Audio Interview 2993.
Identify a person who has had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
My high school football coach. He was also my basketball coach and sign language teacher. He taught me a lot. I mean, how to work hard on the field and everything, but also I was always around him and babysitting his kids and stuff. He was an example of how to be a loving husband and a great father, so I really looked up to him.
Who do you aspire to be?
Well, I don't know exactly who I'm going to be when I grow up, but I just know I want to be a loving husband and just a father, just raise a Christian family, just be an all-around good guy when I grow up.
Has there ever been anyone in your life who you admire or consider a role model? If so, what attributes led to this selection?
Well, my father. I mean, he taught me a whole lot growing up. I've always looked up to him. He was a great role model. He taught me so many things, how to just be a great guy. I really looked up to him. That's who my role model is.
Describe the world you come from and how that world has shaped who you are.
Well, my whole life, my family, and I grew up in the church. All my friends were Christians, and I was just surrounded by that my whole life, and it really rubbed off on me, and I'm really growing and going farther in my walk with the Lord.
Do you think that someone who looked at your dinner profile would have a good picture of the kind of person you are? If not, what would you like to accurately add to describe yourself?
Well, y'all pretty much asked me everything about my life, so, I mean, obviously there's things that aren't on here, but it gives a pretty good picture of who I am.
How would you describe your personality?
Well, I'm not the most outgoing guy in the world, but, once you get to know me, I talk a little more and open up. And I'm just a real fun-loving, funny, kind of adventurous guy.
What kinds of values did your parents instill in you that you'd like to pass to your own children?
Honesty and integrity, just to be a hard-working, honest man.
What do you like to do when you are spending time with your family?
Well, we've always been an athletic family, always just going out, throwing the football. And if we're not doing it, then, like, go to a college football game or go watch other people do it. It's always a fun time.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else? How did you develop this attribute?
Well, all my past jobs have been really intense and really hard, just really manual labor, and just I feel like I'm a really hard worker, and I just go to get the job done and don't mess around, and I'm not a slacker, I guess.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have, and why?
What I like in a person is for them to be just an honest, just don't mess around or lie, and just have a lot of integrity.
What quality do you like best in yourself, and what do you like least?
Well, like I said before, I'm really proud of how hard I work and being hardworking, but least it has to be that I'm quiet and just kind of shy and keep to myself around people I don't know, and I'd really like to work on that.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received and why this gift was so special.
Well, honestly, it'd have to be my car. It's nothing special or anything, but we didn't have a ton of money, and my father still found a way to get me a car.
What is your favorite holiday and why?
Christmas. Because the meaning of the whole thing, Jesus' birthday and everything, but also there's just so much joy in there, and all my family comes together. Just, we have a great time.
Did your family have any pets when you were growing up? And if so, could you tell me about them?
We had a dog up until a few years ago. So for most of my life, it was kind of old and didn't do a whole lot. And one day, me and my brother went to a friend's house, and they had some puppies. And we thought we'd surprise our parents and brought it home. And it ended up being just a crazy dog, just got pretty big, and they weren't too happy about it. Kind of tore up everything, but I mean, it was real fun. I love that dog.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
Well, obviously sports. I always played sports, but I mean, I would always be climbing trees, doing all kinds of stuff. Me and my friends, we had a creek down the street. We'd always try to make a raft or boat and just go have fun and outside, just do anything outside.
What types of books did you enjoy in your childhood? Did you have a favorite book?
There's a book I read a few years ago called Where Dreams Die Hard. It was about a six-man football team. And it was just really cool because I played six-man football, and I could really relate to it, and it was a really interesting book.
What types of books do you enjoy now? Do you have a favorite book?
Well, that one's one of my favorites right now. I mean, lately, honestly, I've been reading the Bible a lot with a lot of my new friends. Where Dreams Die Hard would have to be my favorite, like, novel.
What is your favorite word and why?
My favorite word is thrive. Just that was a word me and my football team kind of lived by. It's just like to always make a steady progress in everything you do, and just to constantly grow strongly and just vigorously. It was just a word we could live by, and I really like that word.
What was the last book you read, movie you've seen, or sporting event you attended? What did you like about it?
Well, the last sporting event was a college football game I just went to the other week, and it was awesome because there's just so many people who love the same team I do. It's just a great atmosphere. It's just tons of college kids and just tons of people. I love it. And the last movie I saw was, I haven't seen one in a while, it was Inception. That was really interesting because it just, the entire movie, you had to pay attention and just had to think real hard to stay along with it, and it was one of those that you could really talk about with your friends afterwards and try to figure it out.
Tell me what activities you enjoy in your free time and why you enjoy them.
Well, I'm always trying to get a pickup game of Ultimate Frisbee, like basketball, anything like that. I just love being active and just working up a sweat or working out. Just pretty much any activity that brings people together to have fun.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
I've actually never been told that before. Everybody always like points it out to friends and stuff, and I'm like, who do I look like? But no one could ever come up with anything.
What is your favorite period in history and why?
I really liked back when like there were gladiators and stuff, mostly because of that movie. I mean, that really got me interested in that, and I like to read about it and go, just, I really enjoyed that time just because it was so intense, and I mean, mostly because of the movie that got me interested in it.
What is the most important thing to happen to you, and how did it change you?
Well, the most important thing would have to be when I got baptized. I was 9 years old, and I mean, obviously, that definitely changed my entire life. My entire way of thinking and how I did everything and just the way I lived my life was completely different after that.
If you could have a lunch date with any person, living, deceased, or fictional, who would it be, and what would you ask them?
Well, I think it would be really cool to just sit face-to-face with Jesus. I mean, that would be pretty awesome. I mean, there's also, like, some celebrities that would be fun and everything, but I don't think anybody would be as interesting and be able to answer as many questions as Jesus.
What is your definition of success?
For me to feel successful would be me being married and being happy and having a few kids that go to college and just having kids that are happy and grow up and have them have their own families and for them to have fun. Just me to have a good family.
What is your biggest frustration?
I don't like just sitting down and studying and everything. I can't just sit still and read and everything. So it's just school, I guess, is just harder. I have to put more effort into it than other people just because I don't like sitting down. I always get distracted and just go have fun. But I guess that'll be my biggest frustration.
First experiences can be defining. Cite a first experience that you have had and explain its impact on you.
Well, I'm pretty into sign language. I've had a lot of deaf friends, and I used to take some classes. And the first time I really had a conversation with a deaf guy was just really awesome. I mean, I had talked to him a bunch of times, but they all thought of me as that little ASL sign language student that knows a little bit. But when I first really went to some random deaf guy and just talked to him and really signed to him and didn't just tell him that I was a student right away and just used a couple signs, but when I really had a conversation with him, really showed me that really I can learn another language and that I could really do it, and that really made an impact on me to really go farther with it.
Is there a work of art, piece of music, scientific phenomenon, mathematic theory, or piece of literature that has surprised, unsettled, or challenged you? In what way did it do so?
Well, there's a piece of literature, the Bible, that really challenges me. I mean, every day I read it, and it challenged me like to be a better person, to learn more about it, to just go deeper in it, to do what it says. I mean, go tell other people about it. I mean, that's definitely challenged me more than anything else has ever done.
Have you experienced a moment of epiphany, as if your eyes were open to something you were previously blind to? Describe this moment and your perception of it.
Well, growing up and everything, I was always like, man, college athletes, they're all like superhuman. They're crazy. But now that I'm in college, I find myself playing pickup games and doing all kinds of stuff like that. And I do pretty good. And then I talk to them and realize that some of them actually play on the university team. And I was just holding my own against them. And they're all really just kids like us. I mean, a lot of them, yeah, they're a little better or more fit, but they just like to have fun, and they're not Superman. I mean, they're kids just like I am.
If you could do anything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
Just something extreme. I've never really actually climbed a mountain. Like, I've hiked up stuff and everything, but I've never really climbed a mountain. That would be awesome. Or just go skydiving. I actually just talked about that with someone just recently. Just something crazy like that I'd love to be doing right now.
Where would you like to be most?
Kind of like the last question, I'd like to be like in the mountains, like just like hiking around or skiing, or just get a bunch of friends and go rafting or something. Just something crazy would be a lot of fun. Just I like to have a lot of fun and extreme stuff.
Who would you prefer to be with at this moment?
My best friend left almost 2 years ago to on a mission trip. He's been gone almost 2 years, and he gets back in a couple months, and I've been writing him letters and stuff, but he's really busy doing work for the Lord, so I just haven't talked to him in a long time, and it'd be really cool to see him again.
What is your approach to life?
Just like you've heard, work hard, play hard. You gotta work really hard for your money and make a living, but when you're not doing that, just enjoy life and play, have fun with friends, and just have a great time whenever you're not making your living.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
In high school, I went down with a group from my church and built a house in Mexico for a needy family. We went down and just another church down there supplied the money for it, and we just got the supplies, and in about 4 days we completely put up an entire house, just a group of us. And in that time there were kids coming out. The ladies that lived around there would bring us like tortillas and all kinds of stuff, and like we really bonded with all the kids around there. They kind of helped out a little, and when we weren't working we were playing with them, and just by the end of it, like, everybody was in tears, and it was just a really rewarding experience to just know you worked that hard and then hand over that house.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
I think it would have to be Connect Four. I mean, there wasn't a whole lot to it, but you did have to really think and kind of predict what the other people were doing, and it wasn't just roll a dice and move, roll a dice. I mean, you actually had to kind of think about what you're going to do, and I mean, that's kind of like what I like to do.
Who is your favorite actor?
I actually really like Ryan Reynolds. He's just hilarious to me. I mean, he's been in a lot of movies where he can play different parts. I mean, he's been really serious, he's been like kind of dark, and he's been really funny. I just think he does it real well, and he's probably my favorite actor right now.
What is your favorite dinner?
My favorite dinner is when Mama makes chicken fried steak, mashed potatoes, and corn, and some bread. I mean, that's my all-time just perfect dinner.
What is the craziest thing you've ever done?
Me and my friends like to go cliff jumping. There's some really high cliffs, like 100 feet and stuff. Just, it's crazy. We just run off and just go for it.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
First thing I do once I get out of bed is I have to take a shower. I mean, I don't go eat or anything before. I can't do anything till I feel clean and just awake. I need to do that to function, so shower would be first.
What is something you wish you could do but cannot?
Well, there's a lot of things like that I wish I could do, but I can't because I don't have the money right now. Or, I mean, everything I think about, I'm like, well, yeah, I can't do that, but one day I'll be able to do that. Like, I was just thinking to play college football somewhere. I wish I could, but I can't. I mean, I can't right now, but I believe that in about a year or two, I will be able to do it if I work hard enough.
What sound do you love and what sound do you hate?
Well, I really don't like nails, like going across like a board, like a chalkboard and stuff. That kind of irritates me, but
how do you deal with stress?
Whenever like I do an all-nighter with school or anything and just can't take it, I just drop everything and go for a run. I don't go to a track and run. I just go out, pick a direction, and run just for an hour and just run there. And then I have to come back. So, I mean, I have to keep running even more. And then that'll just put the extra just thing I need. And it just completely wipes away all the stress. And also, like, when I'm angry or anything, I just drop everything and go for a run.
What do you have on your bedside table?
I've got an alarm clock, and I keep my alarm clock, my phone, and then a Bible with my devotional that I just keep all right there. So, I mean, that's pretty much all I need next to me when I go to sleep and wake up.
What are you afraid of?
Spiders terrify me, but I'm also afraid that just in every circumstance, that just I always have that little fear inside of me that I won't be able to do it, and won't do it, and won't be able to finish it. But I mean, it's never a strong enough fear for me to quit or not do it. It's always like a drive to go harder and like beat my fear.
What are three things you can't live without?
Well, my phone, I need that for a lot of things. I can't stand not being able to just call up any kind of my friend or just and ask him what he's doing. But I also usually keep a Bible in my back pocket in case I need it, because I'm not very good at memorizing stuff. You know, if I ever have a chance to tell someone about it, I need something to back me up. But the third thing, food. I eat like all day, and I always have like something in my car or something in my backpack, or I just always need something with me, and a water bottle. Just, I always need that.
What did you want to be when you were a kid?
Well, I always thought it would be really awesome to be a firefighter. When I was a kid, I was always like, man, I want to be that guy that goes in and saves everybody and stops the fire, saves their house, and that guy that everybody looks up to, and just, I always wanted to be that guy.
What is the first thing you would save in a fire?
Well, obviously, if there's people in there, I'd run in, and, I mean, you're supposed to start, like, I would start the youngest and women and stuff, because I guess men have a better chance of saving themselves, you know, but, yeah, I would start with the youngest, like babies and stuff, and then after the people out, I mean, I guess there's not much worth going into a fire besides people, so just people.
Is it more worthwhile or satisfying to improve the world or to appreciate the world?
Well, I think we need to be doing both all the time. I mean, you definitely need to be improving the world, like picking up trash, just doing any kind of thing that you can, but on the other side, it's not worth it if it doesn't do any good if you don't stop every once in a while and just appreciate everything everybody's done and appreciate this world that God's given us. I mean, you can't have one without the other. You need both.
What makes you smile?
Well, I mean, I love smiling. A lot of things can make me smile. Just a little joke or awesome act of kindness. I mean, it's really not hard to make me smile. Just people being nice and loving to each other, that puts the biggest smile on my face.
What activities do you enjoy so much that they make you lose track of time?
I'm sure you could guess this by now, but just playing any kind of sport, if I'm having fun with friends and stuff, I completely just put my watch and phone away and just completely lose track of time and don't know what's going on, but I mean, it's kind of got me in trouble a few times, but it's completely worth it. I love doing it.
If you could live anywhere in the world for a year, where would it be and why?
I always thought it would be the beach until I had my experience last year. I'm sure there's other beaches that are better, but I love the water, so I'd always think that, but it really wasn't that. I mean, it was awesome during the summer, but if it wasn't hot outside, it really wasn't that good. It was just kind of wet and outside and just not that great. So I'd have to say lots of places to just go hiking. That's really what I like, just being outside. So somewhere with maybe some mountains, places to ski, and just stuff like that.
If you knew you could try something and not fail, what dream would you attempt?
I've always wanted to just go farther playing either like basketball, football, or soccer. So, I mean, I want to try to go farther with that and do it in college and more, but I'm always scared that maybe I won't be good enough or won't make it on the team or just won't do as good as I think I would in my head. So if I just knew I would do awesome, I would totally go for it right now.
How do you want to be remembered?
I want to be remembered as, I want people to look back and say, man, that a guy who just really lived for God and just, God was on his mind 24/7. He just loved everybody around him, and he would just, if you needed something or advice or just someone to talk to, Jared was the guy to go to.
What would you do with $1 million?
With $1 million, well, I think I'll probably have a couple kids when I grow up, maybe 3 or so. So I would definitely just kind of act like I didn't get most of it and put it away so they would all be set for college and stuff. Because if I got $1 million, it would all be extra. I'd still work just as much, probably harder. I'd definitely probably get a little bit better car. Not too extravagant, but I could use that. But most of it, I'd start kind of retirement thing. And I would definitely put a good amount away for each of my kids' school.
When do you feel best, morning, afternoon, or evening?
Well, the mornings usually start off kind of slow, so I'd have to say the kind of evening, because, I mean, I work during the day and I get off, and then the evening is when I feel best and go play with my friends and go swimming and stuff, so the evening is when I'm most kind of energetic and feel good.
You were majoring in architecture. When did you first become interested in this field?
Well, in high school a lot, I was getting pretty good at drawing and stuff, and I like to plan things out, and for my whole life, I've been building things and fixing things and planning out how we're going to do stuff. So, I mean, everyone's always said I'd probably be a great architect, and it sounded like a really good job, so I kind of picked that and was set on that for a while.
What are your plans upon graduation?
Well, I definitely want to stay where I am, where I'm living. It's a lot of fun here, and there's lots of stuff to do, but I'd like to go ahead and find a job in the architecture field. I mean, right off the bat, I assume I won't be like a crazy huge architect, but I'd like to go ahead and get into that field.
If you could choose any career, what would you be?
Well, if I could really pick anything, I'd love to be like a professional athlete, but as like a real job, lately, I've always wanted to be a firefighter, like I said, but right now, being an architect really sounds like the best thing for me.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing with work, family, and travel?
Well, I'd like to have a good steady job that actually doesn't have a whole lot of travel, that I could kind of stay with my family. I'd like to be 10 years, I'd probably like to be married and have maybe a kid by that time, and just having a lot of time to be at home and raise my kid and spend time with my wife.
Tell me what you consider a romantic evening.
Well, I mean, nice dinners and everything are cool and everything. I like that. But what I really like is just going out to like a park, or like there's a big cliff around here. We can go on top of there and just maybe like a little picnic or something, just hang out and watch the sunset and just spend time together around, like, not around everybody.
What qualities do you look for in a potential partner?
Well, first thing, I try to meet them like maybe at church or something, so they'd be a Christian, and that'd be checked off already. But I definitely need somebody funny. I mean, I love laughing, like I said, and I just need them to be funny and just kind of like sweet, like kind of those girls are just, man, they're so cute and adorable. I mean, I'm kind of into that, and just honesty, like all that's good, but I mean, I need them to be honest.
What is the nicest thing you could do for your significant other?
Well, I think it'd be really cool to just completely plan out a trip somewhere, all get the tickets, plan the hotel, do everything, and just surprise them with it. Be like, I already got you off work and everything. Just surprise them and just take them right then and there and just go on a trip somewhere.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
Well, honestly, I was looking around for a way to get extra money. And that was it. And I signed up and everything. And while I was trying to learn more about it, I was reading all kinds of testimonials and everything. And after I did all that, I almost like felt bad for taking money for doing this, because all the people were grateful for it and everything. Now, money is definitely important, but there's definitely another side to why I do it now.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 2993.